For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
What an incredible, incredible array of powerful dramas in Buffalo. Detroit 67 over at the Paul Robeson Theatre. Haven't been there yet, but you have.
I have. It's about the events in Detroit in the summer of 67, the uprising, what we used to call the race riots, which is a term that's been reevaluated, about one family, some really very good acting. In some ways, it's an update of the themes of Raisin in the Sun, in which a family is undecided about what to do with an inheritance, whether to buy a bar, whether to move to a new residence. In this one, it is a family with an inheritance deciding to buy a bar within the community where they live, slated to be gentrified. But against it is this backdrop of violence, and that's how it plays. Act one, riveted. Act two, I began to predict what was about to happen. Sylvester, the character Sylvester, gives this impassioned speech to Shell, and as he exits, I think to myself, goodbye, Sylvester. Well, you'll need to see it and see what happens, but certainly worthwhile.
Detroit 67 over at Paul Robeson. I went to see Farragut North, Road Less Traveled, and I thought it got off to a slower than expected start. After West Wing and all of the other snappy dialogue TV dramas, this incredibly powerful political play didn't quite pull me in as quickly as I thought it might.
And yet, there are some wonderful performances. I thought that Richard Satterwhite, as the head of the campaign, was terrific. David Hayes, quite convincing. I really enjoyed Pete Johnson
in
the leading role. This man just sinking. and clawing. Oh. And I also enjoyed Victoria Perez as the hardline journalist, manipulating things in the way we wish media would not.
I tell you, my wife was so impressed with the young Danica Riddick as the intern.
Isn't she sublime? I thought just a marvelous performance, and convincingly 18, which she's not quite anymore. She was my student, a brilliant young woman and
an
excellent actress.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I take full credit.
Well, you and I were both at opening night for Judgment at Nuremberg. It's a collaboration between the Subversive Theater Collective and the New Phoenix Theater. I found it incredibly powerful, and my wife is worried that the set will not last the entire run.
all that gaveling
and pounding and a lot of anger.
Yeah, it was at times over the top. Interestingly, sometimes even among people who have nothing to say, I thought that someone, to tell the accused a little less emoting as you're sitting there grimacing, I thought, you know, someone should tell a couple of them that it's a talkie. But the central performances, I liked Adam Yellen as the prosecuting attorney very, very much. I thought Lisa Ludwig channeling her inner Marlene Dietrich was very effective. David C. Mitchell, endearing as the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a lot of that this year, over-emoting on Buffalo stages. I think that people mistake the import of the material for an opportunity to just go wild with the acting, pushing it into the direction of melodrama in a way that does not serve the material. This is far from the first time we've seen that this season. I thought, you know, working backwards, we've also seen that in All My Sons, and it seems to be in the zeitgeist of Buffalo's theaters at the moment.
Now, I was completely charmed by the true story of the Three Little Pigs. And if you've ever read the children's book, this is so much more completely fleshed out, as it were.
Let's just think about what you're saying. It's for very young children, but they're giving it their all.
They are. I was just completely taken away. Jake Albarella, we recently saw him as the Trekkie monster.
In Avenue Q, and he's recreating that performance here. No,
well,
he's not.
it's very similar. It's very similar. But phenomenal performances by Sarah Blewett and Sarah Mullen. The faces, the voices they come up with, because there are 10 characters, but only 5 actors. And so
that's true. Also this week, the time has come. Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill are in town. Love Letters is on stage 2 weeks only, 710 Main.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.